Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 112 of the Nintendo Podcast. I'm one of your nerds. I'm Heezy, and I'm joined by Patty.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, nerds? I have an apology. People are like, oh my gosh, this podcast still exists. I started a new job. My family got sick. I got sick. And we missed, like, at least 2 weeks, I think.
I think so.
It feels like longer. We're recording on the 4th now, which would be like our normal recording day. We also like are trying to find a recording day with my new job. But it's my fault. I apologize. But we're here and we're doing our regular Need to Nerd episode. This is the type of episode where we just sit down, we talk about things that give us a need to nerd. Things we've been nerding out on, things we're excited to nerd about next. That being said, let's go right into housekeeping. Don't forget to check out the Discord. We got stuff going on in there. The link in the show notes. Share the show with your friends. It's the best way. And if you share this week's show, this one time, Maddie B, if you share it this one friggin' time, you will stop a universal collapse of a timeline unknown to others. So, if you don't share it, the timeline will collapse. I didn't say it was this one, but there is a timeline in which you do share it that could be this one, and if you're not sharing it, thus it will collapse. All right, with that being said, let's get right into the main topic, our need to nerd and what we're nerding out about right now. And I'll go first. Petty B, I started the next season of Dragon Prince.
Oh, that is a great thing. I have missed that show. I should watch that as well. I should add that to my... my next need nerds.
It's funny because it was the TikToks about the live action stuff and the stuff that's kind of been coming out about the Avatar, the last Airbender stuff, and I was like, you know what I'm really behind on is Mysteries of Erebos, because you know we kind of wrapped up the Dragon Prince, right? Like it's now Mysteries of Erebos time. You know, there's a time skip where like basically in a new show, and you know Maxwell apparently is really far ahead of me. I like turned on the show and I was like, I don't know what's happening. Gosh darn it, Maxwell.
Oh, is that the worst? Granted, like, it's, it might be different with your partner finding that, but, like, finding your kid is, like, ahead of you, and then started to watch ahead.
That's, couples don't do that to each other. That's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, Maxwell's not supposed to either, but, you know, it's fine. I think that one day I was sick and he asked if I could watch it. And if he could watch it, I was like, yeah, it's fine. And then I just... I just forgot.
Yeah.
I won't, like, spoil too much. I'm trying to remember. I actually have a... Doc, where did we leave off on...
Let's see. In our notes for show...
I'll literally pull up the spreadsheet that tells me.
Let's see. Dragon Prince. It's not listed on our series name.
Yeah, so Dragon Prince season 3.
Oh, season 3. Oh, there
it is. That was the last one, which is the end of that. So I've actually already watched all of season 4.
Okay. All right. So that's catching up to do.
So yeah. So started on season 5 today.
Got it. Okay, cool. That'll be a good series to get back into.
Then, kind of, I don't know if it's an update, like, for the YouTube channel, but I recorded my January video, and I was really excited, and I started editing, and, like, it didn't have that, like, I'm really excited for this series that I'm doing this year, and I'm really excited to, like, play these games again and give my opinions, and I don't think I delivered it right, and so I'm scrapping it. I'm still gonna do it. I'm still replaying the games that I know are gonna be on the list. But I think I need to, like, revisit the list and be like, okay, like, what are the things I'm trying to do, Patty? And you tell me what you think of this. I'm not trying to say, like, these are the 10 best games ever made. I'm saying these are Spencer's 10 favorite games he's ever played.
Okay.
And am I up in the night? Am I, like, high on nostalgia? Or are these legitimately great games?
Gotcha. So they're your favorites, but you want to take a critical approach to seeing how they hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't think it had that you know, Parmesan.
It didn't have the cheese, man. It didn't have the cheese.
Okay.
So, excuse me. Gotta edit that out. So I'm gonna revisit it, but it's been fun really replaying these games, like just like behind the scenes. I obviously Red Dead we know is on there, KOTOR we know is on there. I'm almost done with my playthrough of KOTOR. I'm playing on the Switch for the first time for this, which is also interesting. Yeah, it's been really fun to revisit things, and like, it's hard to put yourself in the position of somebody who has never played a game, but like, it also takes me a really long time to get into video games. Like, for example, it took me like 6 months before I got into chapter 2 of Red Dead 2.
Okay.
And it's like a 2-hour endeavor at most. It's really hard to captivate me sometimes. But what's funny about these games is like, I can go in and play any of these games and just breeze through them, because like, they're some of my favorite games ever. So
cool.
Outside of that, I don't know, last time I talked about this, I was training at Maxwell into Valheim, and he got really, really into it this month. It's actually like taken an amount of my time that I didn't expect. But then every time Super Maxwell's like, "Hey, Dad, do you want to play Valheim?" I'm like, I mean, I always
want to play Valheim.
So that's been really fun. Like, I got one of my friends, QJ, to like try it on his Xbox, and he's like practicing with the controller and the control scheme. That's really fun. But yeah, it's always nice to kind of visit one of the favorites. We've done a review of Valheim actually on this podcast. If you want to check that out, the game has gotten even more content since then. And then I just kind of continuing my Star Wars gameplay. It's funny. Like, I wish that I had done this in February when the game came out, so that I could like make a video about it and stuff. But it's been really fun. And I know that you played Fallen Order, but like, The controls are really good. I would actually not call it quality of life upgrades. I would call it gameplay makes more sense upgrades in a lot of ways. There are some like cool things, and like the puzzles are like very different, like the movement puzzles.
Okay.
And yeah, it's been a great time. So, and then I watched a movie, and I don't remember if I talked about this on the last podcast.
You watched a movie. I'm trying to remember, but it's been a minute.
So it's fine. If I did, I did. If I didn't, I did. I sat down on my couch. I was alone. My kids were in bed. My wife was at work at Starbucks, and I just simply went onto Netflix, saw something that looked interesting, and started and finished a movie.
Okay. This is not the movie that I recommended for you.
No, it is not. It is not The Big Lebowski. It's called Roleplay. It's with Kaley Cuoco. It's a movie about Kaley Cuoco plays a hitman and has been faking her identity for her entire like 10-year marriage. And
cool.
It all catches up with her.
Cool. So not necessarily like a two-sided like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Kind of vibe. Okay, very cool. Very fun, like enjoyable watch through, and honestly, that's just something that since the pandemic, probably a little bit before that, I've had a really hard time just like sitting down and watching a movie. Like, I can't tell you how long it took me to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League. Like, I literally treated it as a 4-part TV show. I mean, that's also 4 hours, so maybe that's a bad example. But I'll often put down movies. My wife comments about it, so.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
And then I tried Power World. You know what this is?
So, there was a little discussion about this. I'll get into it more, but I'm in a cast for a theater show right now, and some people in our cast were talking about it, and I. Just as a person who works at a Pokemon store, I can't be with Pal World, man. Like, It's too close.
Okay. So a couple things. One, I didn't think it was very good.
Okay.
And I think that I don't know that that's. I don't know. It's pretty different than Pokemon for what it's worth. Like, yes, you are capturing these things in balls, but then you're like letting them out and they're like doing your farming and building and stuff for you. It's very much like a survival game that happens to be based on monsters, which, like, if anyone has, like, I mean, Apex, like, not Apex, I don't remember the name of the dinosaur one right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's, yeah.
But, like, there are other games that do this. It, like, the character creation now, the pals do look like Pokemon. But, like, how many games are there where you catch, like, there was Monster Hunt, Monster Ranger, Digimon. That one's got Mon in the name. And then Digimon and Pokemon, come on. Like, I don't know. I'm not down with Pal World, but I also think that the, like, they're going to get sued out of existence by Pokemon has no merit. Like,
sure.
There's
yeah.
One,
I mean,
games can share mechanics. Like, I just talked about Star Wars and, like, you're flipping around like Spider-Man in this game with your new grappling hook.
Yeah, yeah. I was like scrolling through TikTok one day and I saw someone streaming them like playing Pal World and they were riding what looked like a Zenieras. Like, it's like, oh, that looks like a Zenieras.
Like, fair enough.
Also, that's kind of what, like, some, like, you'd always go to, who was the town that Lieutenant Surge was in, like, yellow, blue. The guy had his Machamp.
Vermilion,
like,
City?
Building, huh?
Vermilion City?
Vermilion. I know it started with a B, but I also knew it wasn't Viridian.
That's the first city.
That's the first town.
After Pilot Town.
Anyways, so, like, there's always that Machamp, like, building the building.
They're not Machamps. They're Machokes.
Or was it Machoke? Yeah. Yeah. Same like,
loading. To be fair, like, the Machokes, like, literally move your house in Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. Are we really, like, do we need to, like, do a deep dive?
No, it's, on, like, what it should be, right? Like, that makes sense as far as, like, what the Pokemon are, like, or your pals are doing in that game. Like, building your farm and stuff. Like, that tracks for, like, how people would actually use
Pokemon. You gotta play Legends Arceus, because if you had played that, you actually might, like, be able to debate me on this and be like, they do that in Legends Arceus.
Okay, cool.
So, there's a really funny TikTok of this guy. And he's like, he like throws a pal out. He's like, look at that. I'm just looking at it. And like, I haven't been able to do that in a mainline Pokemon game ever. And he's like, and don't say Legends Arceus. That doesn't count. And I'm like, okay, but like, everything that you like about this game is in Legends Arceus. Did you buy Legends Arceus? Because a lot of you didn't buy Legends Arceus. And like, if you had bought Legends Arceus, and then we're like, hey, this is Legends Arceus, I could be down with what you're putting down. Pennyby, what are you nerding out about right now?
Yeah, so it wasn't, I want to say, you started off the show apologizing. It was not just you as far as the reason why we haven't recorded in a bit. And that is because I have caught the theater bug again. I was literally the day after we recorded our last episode, I was asked to join the cast of Anastasia at the Empress Theater here in town, Magna. And also ironically caught COVID that same day. So I've been a very busy person for the last few weeks with this show. We opened, let's see here. So I had lost a week with COVID. I had 1 week of dress rehearsals and then we opened the show 2 weeks ago.
How long does it run? Do I still have time to come?
This weekend is our final weekend. It's okay. It's all right, bud. We'll see if we can get you out here. Shelby's coming Saturday. Wait, so
this
we'll...
coming weekend is the last weekend?
Yes. Like we have one weekend left.
Let me see what we can wrestle up there, buddy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go with Shelby.
Yeah, my family's coming on Saturday for closing night. But I think she said she was happy to watch your children so that you and Devin Air could come on Friday.
I mean, I'll just take that. Let me look. planning dates on the podcast. Let's go.
And with that, it's like I also have found a couple shows that that I'm excited to audition for this year as well. Later on this year. So yeah, I've got the theater bug. I'm auditioning for a couple of shows this year. And it takes a lot of my time. Right. Like it's been a crazy, like few weeks here. But I am excited to kind of get back to my bread and butter with my art.
I'm happy for you. Who do you get to play?
Who do I play? Oh, so in this show, I am the character's name is Comrade Gorlinsky. It's set in 1920s Russia. If you haven't seen, it's loosely based on, or it's based on the animated film / the real life tragedy of the Romanovs and the Bolsheviks rise to power. And I play Carmine Gorlinsky. It's a small singing role where he is kind of the superior for the main character who has a love interest but is a bad guy in our main character Anastasia. So he's like conflicted with his responsibility to the government and you know, his feelings for Anya.
All right. What else?
So I did get to see Mean Girls. It is not as bad as people are saying.
Why do you do this? I gotta ask. Like, I'm gonna ask live on the show too. Why don't you just say what you think?
I thought it was a good movie. I love a lot of things.
There we go.
And it's just,
who cares? Let them hate it. Let them think what they think.
It's getting a bad R.A.P.P. rap, because Renee Rapp is the star and she's a treasure.
I'm so excited to see this. Like, I don't know if I'll get to see it in theaters or not, but like, Devin and I are stoked for this. Like, this is honestly like something that I'm going to work on in 2024. Is just like, who cares if people hate something that you are excited about?
And yes, it is based on the musical adaptation of the show. So, like, it's not like a remake of the film.
It's based on the Broadway musical, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So, now that we have cleared that, like, you know, people love what you love and, like, you know, all that, I do have a thought, and I want to know your thought. I was watching... Okay. I don't know if I remember, it was TikTok or a YouTube video. They were talking about the marketing for some of the recent films that came out and how they did not market them. Like, I think it was Wonka, this, and something else. And they're like, these are all musicals. And it is not clear from these trailers that these are musicals.
Yeah, I don't know what other one. I do know about Wonka and Mean Girls.
And, like, that is bad marketing.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
And if you're trying to, like, sell more tickets opening day, but, like, then get hammered by social media, like, that's much worse marketing than just, like, you know, having it be a musical.
Right. There's, like, a really dedicated, like, group of people who will come, like, ideally will come and pay to see, like, musical movies. Maybe that data doesn't support that. And maybe it's, like... I don't advise outrage marketing, but like if it gets clicks online, right, that Mean Girls is being talked about or Wonka is being talked about, that I don't know if that's like part of the plan to like get clicks and experience, but yeah.
What was your favorite part?
The music, the just overall, I'd say the music was great. Everything sounded amazing.
I love it. Your next one has me intrigued, and I need your honest opinion because
yeah.
I will snap this off so fast.
Yeah, I know, right? So I also so I haven't been able to watch a bunch of stuff with all the business of the shows, right? I've been able to squeeze in a couple movies, and one of them was at home. We were trying to figure out something to put on, and I saw that Jake Johnson had gone on the Pat McAfee show to like promote this movie, Self-Reliance, and love New Girl, love Jake Johnson and all of his stuff. And we watched Self-Reliance, and it was a good movie.
Have you watched a lot of comedy thrillers with like Anna Kendrick before?
No.
Oh, she has a couple of them.
Okay.
Actually, I would say this is like Anna Kendrick's genre.
Got it. Okay.
So like if you are like used to like Anna Kendrick in other roles, like the ones that she's more famous for, but like just like kind of pulling it up, Self-Reliance is her newest one. Mm-hmm. She's got A Simple Favor.
Oh, right. Yep. Okay.
She's got there's more. Is it this one? Mr. Right.
Okay.
2015. Yep. Like this is like very in her wheelhouse.
Okay. Cool.
Is she featured in the film as she is in the media?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I love her in this style of film.
I know. And that's kind of like was my like one knock about the movie is like, man, I love Anna Kendrick and I didn't love how they used her character to drive the story. Especially, I mean, when it's marketed like that she's a pretty integral part. So.
Have you seen any of the movies that I just listed, by the way?
I have. Okay. Yes.
Okay. A Simple Favor is great for one.
Yes.
That's great. So thumbs up, thumbs down. Should I watch this?
Thumbs up. Good watch. Especially because it's on Netflix. It's not incredibly long. It's a good.
Anytime you see written, directed, and stars in by any actor, it means that it's their pet project, and I'm really interested in those type of things. And so, like Jake Johnson, I give you a thumbs up. Even though this came from the Pat McAfee show that promotes a douchebag. Anyway. Outside of my hatred for Aaron Rodgers, let's go on to some nerdy news.
Nerd news!
No,
what are your...
We're skipping. I'm skipping stuff, Patty. I'm skipping stuff.
God.
Oh, man. It's been, you know what? It's been a couple weeks, Patty.
We have to get back into our flow.
What are you excited about next, Patty B?
Yeah, so I mentioned that I had like gotten COVID for that first week right after we recorded our podcast. And during that time I was really bored and didn't know what to do. So I just started watching a bunch of stuff like I'm going to continue watching My Hero. I've gotten through most of season 3 up to about to start season 4. So, I guess so the podcast is up to season 5 completion. So, still got a bit of a ways to go, but
we have to do a different episode though. I have to know like what it is like to binge watch like 5 seasons of this show because like for many of us like this it's, is
watch this little piece
no it, it is like old school anime like we're like
oh where they like release
it's weekly releases.
Uh-huh.
I've watched every single season except for season one, weekly.
Wow.
And I've seen every single episode of the show three times, Petty B. Because what happens is I'll watch the sub in uh-huh. Japanese when it comes out. Then okay. I'll watch the dub. Then I'll watch the dub with Debonair.
Got it. Okay.
And that's minimum. Some of these episodes I have seen like legitimate. And then I've watched most of it with Maxwell too now.
Right.
So like I got to know what it's like to just.
Are you binging? Are you binging it with Maxwell? Or like are no, you trying no,
I,
to do the
I don't
episode?
Let him, I don't let Maxwell binge shows pretty often.
Okay.
I make Maxwell wait for stuff.
That's good. Good dad.
But when you are done with season six. That's so funny to say. You're so far yeah. out. Let me know so we can do I binged watched. Or you do like a video. You have to like I binge watched six seasons of My Hero.
I binge watched six seasons of My Hero Academia. Ask me anything.
It's too funny. All right.
And then also, so there has been a lot of like chat within our cast about Red Dead Redemption 2. And I want to get started on playing that game.
Just so we're clear, you don't mean this cast. You actually mean the cast of your
not our podcast, but my theater cast, my theater buddies. In the men's dressing room have had lots of conversations about, so like that's where we're like the power, we had a conversation about Power World, Red Dead 2. So there are some real nerds in theater, and I like to have the, it's been refreshing to,
I love theater nerds.
To chat.
I know. I miss theater.
Also, I will be, and this will probably just lead into yours. I think we're both pre-release for Markov Manor, Murders at Markov Manor was this weekend.
Why are you at a pre-release
so, right now? I'm dead, Spencer.
I don't do them, so.
Yeah. We did our huge bust this week, and I got to inventory that, which was really cool to see that whole process. But that means I'll get ready to start playing some standard, and we're gonna go to Dallas together.
Yeah, we were just kind of like magic talk for a second for those. You know, being a competitive Magic player is like a lot different than, I think a lot of listeners of this podcast, you know, might be Commander players or, you know, stuff like that. Or maybe you do come from competitive Magic. We just came from a really good standard format. And I'm not really sure what I'm hoping for from this set. Like, some of the mm-hmm. best cards, I feel like, fit into the best decks. So it won't change too much. But I guess we'll kind of see it. Like, that's the next thing that I'm nerding out about, too. The set comes out on Arena and Magic Online on Tuesday, which is where I'll get most of my reps in. And it, you know, one of my jobs for this is to figure out, like, okay, well, what's good so that we can acquire the cards for me, Quentin, and Matt, and stuff, so.
Yep. Yeah, so also with that, I'm going to start with a lot of limited too, nice. To acquire them on Arena. We've got local Adam Brace qualified for Pro Tour, so I think he'll be looking for people to draft with.
Nice.
To really get a handle on this.
Adam's great.
He's awesome. Love him.
Next up for me is actually a request. If you're listening to this. I will put it in the Spotify question, but I'm looking for recommendations on Steam. Specifically things that you think would play well on Steam Link that I can play in bed on my phone with my computer running it. I have a couple things left to play on my Switch in bed, but one of the things that I really am not getting enough mileage out of is like, you know, those moments in bed where my wife is like, watching the show and like I'm not really interested in that show and I can just sit next to her and kind of we can just enjoy each other's company without doing the same thing. So kind of looking for that. And then getting through our episode backlog series. So on the show, we have here are the I just wanted to say this on the show, and I'm excited because I oftentimes like sure, like what should I watch next? What should I do next? And we have done season one of The Witcher. We've done season four of Cobra Kai. So there's more Cobra Kai, more Witcher. Aragorn, the last book we did is Inheritance. Since then, Murtalk has come out. Got a copy of that sitting on my bedside table right now. Dragon Prince, we've gone through season three. House of Dragon, season one. We got to wait for that one, though, Patty B.
I know.
My Hero, we've gone all the way through season five. And Dr. Stone might not have Patty B do this one. That would be a lot for him to cover. Because he'd have to watch more anime. Surprisingly, though, only two seasons of The Mandalorian. I think we should do the next one.
Yep, I think that would be a really good one. It's one that we've both watched, and it is. We haven't done a Star Wars episode in a minute, so.
I'm on this show, every episode is a Star Wars episode.
That's right. How foolish of me.
Let's be honest.
But no, I guess we kind of did one last Need to Nerd. We talked about a lot of Star Wars stuff.
We did. I mean, that's because I'm a nerd, and I have a need for Star Wars. What's so funny is, like, we did other stuff. Like, we did Bad, but like, that I didn't include. Like, Wes and I did Bad Batch Initial Impressions. Stuff like, so some of the animated stuff. You know what's funny is I don't think we've ever done an R Need to Nerd Star Wars episode.
Just like.
Yeah, like you and I did Star Wars gaming.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm ready for that, man. I'm not ready to like expose myself like that on the internet. It's too much.
I mean,
speaking of Mandalorian, should we go into our news?
Yeah, unfortunately. So I was putting my makeup on the other day, and I saw the news that Carl Weathers had passed away. I know it's funny hearing to like putting makeup on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh while you were saying that. For the audio listeners, they're like, did he just laugh at that? And I almost spit on my drink.
Yeah,
him saying he put his makeup on to read the news, and I was laughing at that part.
Well, yeah, it's just it's on it.
Honestly, I could use some stuff under my eyes. So, so Carl Weathers.
Lethal Weapon, Beverly Hills Cop, like he had started to direct and star in episodes of The Mandalorian, so just a real treasure, and it's just really really sad to see that he passed away.
Dude, his movies are crazy. Like, you got Rocky, Predator, Happy Gilmore.
Oh, right. Gil Hayes Stubbs. Yeah.
We got The Mandalorian. Great stuff. Does stuff with Adam Sandler. So that's always fun. I don't know. It's, obviously it was in the Creed movies. I actually haven't seen the Creed movies.
The Creed movies are good. I haven't watched many. It's crazy. I haven't watched many of the Rocky movies. Like, I've watched Rocky 1 and 2. But I haven't seen, but I have watched like all the Creed movies.
I might have also only seen Rocky 1 and 2, and it's been a long time. So
it's a good franchise.
Yeah.
But we have a backlog to catch up with.
Yeah.
We do. First.
I'll go next. And this is, I can't decide if it's happy news, sad news. I don't really know how to feel about this. But Starfield is coming to PS5, allegedly. It's not official yet, but it is reported that it is happening. And
what are your thoughts there?
I don't know. The thing is like, I love Xbox, obviously. I've loved Xbox since the original Xbox. I probably have more hours on the original Xbox than, like, maybe anyone I know. And it's frustrating to go through what we went through with the, you know, the Xbox catalog, then buy all of these things, so now they have all this real estate to be making video games, and then, like, the first decent AAA game outside of Halo that they put on is gonna go not be, like, not be exclusive anymore? I don't know. I think the only reason it sucks is because, like, I don't know, PlayStation fanboys will use it as, like, a way to, like, fight Xbox people. And it's like, I don't care. Like, I hope you enjoy the game. But it also makes me worry for the future of Xbox exclusives. And, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, do I really care? Like, no. No, I don't. Like, honestly, everybody should get to enjoy, with, like, any game that they think is great and fun, so. Is this true? This thing that you just put in our...
Yep. Yep.
I wish that wasn't true. All right, go ahead. Take it away.
So, yeah, we talked a little bit on our last episode. We teased that Sonic 3 was coming. And then I realized that I hadn't watched Sonic 2 that I need to go do. Also, for what it's worth, I thought that, correct me if I'm wrong, was Antonio Banderas, was he, or was it always Idris Elba as Knuckles?
The second one is correct.
I seem to think otherwise, but okay, cool. I saw that as I was going through all the news. But yeah, I guess so.
Where's this trailer? The Sonic 3 trailer that has this info.
I don't think it's in the trailer. But 2 days ago, it was announced that Jim Carrey was going to be returning as Robotnik in Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, cool. I think that, you know, him, he just did an interview, like, literally 2 weeks ago, where he's like, no, I'm retired. So.
Okay.
That would be very interesting news to me. Is this confirmed somewhere?
Yeah, let me get the
live breaking news on the Nature Nerd podcast.
Control C, put it in our Discord. Come on. Nope, stop it. I love technology sometimes. There we go.
Okay.
So.
Well, if the Nerdist says it as of 2 days ago, then it must be true.
It must be.
Oh. Cool. Good. Good for. I don't know how to respond to this. This is just hitting me in the face right now. I think that I was kind of excited for a non Dr. Robotnik. Like, really excited for, like, you know, Shadow to be the villain,
and see, yeah,
how that played out. Yeah, we'll see what.
Hopefully, he's maybe just maybe. Hopefully, maybe it's just a he's not like the main villain. He's maybe more in a tertiary role for you then.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
True.
All right.
Yeah, I see this in the notes. Tell me more about Argyle and She Who Must Not Be Named.
Oh, man. Let me tell you a story. Okay, so Argyle is based on a book that had not come out yet called Argyle. And so the writer, I'm trying to find the writer of Ring of Magic. I don't know if it was Pass.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that, like, that She Who Must Not Be Named was the one who wrote it.
Oh, that is what I'm saying. So the book, Argyle, is by Ellie Conway, who has the writing credits of nobody. And they're saying that they've unmasked her. Oh, wait, maybe this is not true. Hold on.
I have
hope. Hold on.
Because I was really excited to see this movie.
Oh, I got another news for you, buddy.
It was on my list.
All right. So, as of the time of the recording, yesterday it was revealed. Because what happened is, let me just say what happened. Okay. The author was unknown. It was like, who is this person? Like, and then it's like, well, how does a person get a movie credit before the book comes out? And then it, the joke is that the person, there's like a lot of stuff. The writer of the film, when writing the film, joked about J.K. Rowling having wizards show up to her house in real life. And wouldn't that make a cool movie? So that is where it was led to. Is she
that people not believe be named that.
Actually the author of this book? Apparently, it is actually two people, and it is Terry Hayes and Tammy Cohen.
Okay. Is Tammy Cohen related to the Cohen brothers? Because that would be interesting.
I don't know. But that is actually two authors in a trench coat.
Okay.
But if you were on the internet 2 days ago, Patty B, you'd be like, oh my gosh, is this movie written by She Who Must Not Be Named?
Which would, like, put a real damper, because I was really excited about
this movie. Why else would you have a pseudo-writer be the writer of a book that you're basing a movie on that hasn't come out yet?
Right.
There were a lot of things leading to this.
Gotcha. Okay.
I got some bad news for you. It also did really bad at the box office.
That's okay. That's not indicative of
$18 million opening.
It's not. We gotta remember, box office numbers are not indicative of how a movie actually is.
But you know what?
Like, we enjoy movies that do terribly at the box office.
I enjoy nothing other than what we're gonna talk about next, and that's watching people play Red Dead Redemption for the first time. It's all over TikTok. It's all over Twitch. At least for me. Maybe I'm in this weird corner of the internet. But people be doing it. And there was an article that came out. And this guy's like, this made me question fast travel. And Patty B, I'm going to be a little spoiler. You don't have fast travel to start Red Dead Redemption 2. You don't need it either. But you have to upgrade your camp to get it.
Okay.
So, this person did not upgrade his camp in a timely manner. And he's like, wait a second, I can fast travel? And then was like, this game is so much better because I did not have fast travel. There are a lot of reasons for that I will not spoil for you.
Okay.
But I almost never fast travel in Red Dead 2.
Okay.
And this is a huge map that you have to ride a horse across.
Like, you also don't really have fast travel in Witcher 3. Like, that was the most recent game that I played, right? Until you get there. Until you've been to a place.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that is also true in this game.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
That's true. What games do you just fast travel to places you've never been?
I don't know.
What are you talking about, Pammy?
I don't know anymore. The world is upside down.
But it's really fun. Like, I've been the number of times where I've just been like watching people either on TikTok or Twitch, people discovering their love for this game that I love so much. People writing articles about playing Red Dead Redemption 2 for the first time. And it's like, listen, I've said it on the show. I'm going to say it again. If you haven't played it, you should.
Yeah. So that will be nice as well. I guess if other people are doing it, you know, I should too.
Yeah.
Get the Hearst first time, and then we'll see how that goes.
Well, Patty B and I, we have a little meeting to do after this podcast, but what we're going to do is we're going to plan out our next couple episodes. If you want to give us an idea of what to do, leave a YouTube comment or comment on the Spotify episode. Let us know. And if you leave a comment this week, a baby penguin will learn to swim. So,
what up? Penguins.
Penguins, too. They mate for life, just like me and my wife. You can find me at Twitter Beach. You can find Patty at PattyBMPG. You can like, subscribe. I already told you, you get the penguins. You don't break the timeline. Let's go. Leave a review. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening this week. And Patty B, thank you so much for being here.
It's been a great time. I'm excited to I think having a plan for our future episodes will help inform what I need to watch when I have that question of, like, what should I watch? Oh.
Also, this. Ante, shout out to me. Patty, half of Patty's beard has been cut off after this episode.
What?
Bye!